Ukraine, Donbass,
Crimea,
Putin's act of aggression against Ukraine.
Country Ukraine desperately trying to create its own independence, desperately trying to survive.
Full-scale military operation by Russia.
Retaliation by
President of Ukraine.
The Ukrainian
President Volodymyr Zelensky.
Zelensky's
master plan that Putin has. Constant barrage of Russian attack.
Ukraine's eastern border.
Violated Ukrainian sovereignty.
To attack Ukraine as we've seen in the last 4 years.
5 years.
For almost 6 years.
That war's still been going on. People dying every week, but not really in the headlines.
The humanitarian crisis.
Ukraine, what happened? That's a good question.
Hi, I'm your host Alina Alem, and you're listening to Free Ukraine, an English podcast with Ukrainska Pravda, for listeners interested in what is happening in Ukraine, Donbass, and Crimea. It's often said that Ukraine faces two wars, the external one on the Eastern Front against Russian aggression, and at home against corruption, for a more just Ukraine. The main story of this week is related to the latter, in the form of a sobering commemoration by Ukrainian civil society activists of the unsolved murder of anti-corruption activist Katerina Gandziuk. This past Monday, November 4th, was the one-year anniversary of civil activist Katerina Gandziuk's death. Katya died due to complications from a brutal acid attack on July 31st of 2018. Hundreds of people gathered at the presidential office in solidarity as solemn music played. A group of Gandziuk's friends and activists, known as Who Killed Katya Gandziuk Initiative, organized the event on November 4th called 1 Year Without Katya outside the presidential office. It was a night of solidarity and a reminder of the continued fight against the corruption that Gandziuk lost her life fighting against. It was the continued demand to arrest and prosecute the perpetrators of her murder. Music played while the protesters gathered, forming a semicircle around a large projector and installation of the words, "Silence Kills." Video footage presentations about Gandziuk's murder, the subsequent investigation, and past protest gatherings were shown. The music stopped. Her father, Viktor Gandziuk, stood and spoke softly. The crowd stood and listened.
Катю, та ти тихо йдеш, ніби зітхають.
A known civil rights and anti-corruption activist, campaigner, and political advisor, Katya exposed corruption in her southern hometown of Kherson. As an avid civil activist, she also participated in both the Orange Revolution in 2004 and the Euromaidan Revolution in 2014. Gandziuk commended corruption in the regional Kherson department of the Ministry of Internal Affairs and criticized law enforcement agencies and corruption within local police. Ukraine doesn't have the greatest track record when it comes to the safety of civic activists and journalists pushing back corruption. In the first half of 2019, the National Police of Ukraine registered 36 physical attacks against journalists. In June, Vadim Komarov, a reporter from the city of Cherkasy, became the latest Ukrainian journalist killed for his investigations into local corruption. From the year 2017 to 2018, there were more than 50 attacks on civic activists in Ukraine. Ukrainska Pravda, the well-known independent online news site hosting this podcast, was co-founded by Georgi Gangadze, who was kidnapped and murdered by high-ranking police officials in the year 2000 for his investigations and criticisms of powerful allies of then-Ukrainian President Leonid Kuchma. Pavel Sheremet, the executive director of Ukrainska Pravda and radio host in 2016, was killed with a car bomb as he was driving his partner's car, Alena Pritula, the other co-founding editor of Ukrainska Pravda. 3 years later, his death remains unsolved. So civil activism has been key in Ukraine's progress the past two decades. It has filled the need where government capacity was lacking, such as Euromaidan in 2014. I cover the events of Euromaidan and its context in depth in my first podcast, Of Revolution and War, Ukraine 5 years on, released earlier this year for the 5-year anniversary of the invasion of Crimea and war on Donbas. Katerina Chmiel is a civil servant who came out to the anniversary protest. She considers the attack against Katya and subsequent protests after her death a symbol of Ukraine today, one that could mean two things.
Either the country is owned fully by oligarchs, criminals, and all that modern feudals, or a symbol of some human rights and fight with a winning of some rights at the end. Plus, from personal point of view, I have not been acquainted to Katya, but I have a lot of friends and colleagues who knew her personally, and we as a country lack such people, so that is a huge loss for the civil society, in my opinion.
On July 31st, 2018, a man threw 1 liter of sulfuric acid on Gandziuk in front of her house. She suffered severe burns on more than 40% of her body. She stayed in a special medical institution in Kyiv for 96 days until her death. While there, she personally asked former Prosecutor General Yuri Lutsenko to transfer her case from the National Police to the Security Service of Ukraine, as she did not trust Ukraine's Interior Ministry. In the initial stages of the investigation, the police demonstrated negligence, arresting the wrong person. Eventually, the police arrested 5 suspects. However, other suspects were able to flee. The 5 men who carried out the attack were given prison sentences of 3 to 6 years, although some sentences have been lessened. Alexei Levin, a suspected organizer of the crime, has fled Ukraine and is on an international wanted list.
One of the organizers of the crime ran away overseas. He left the country. Representative of law enforcement warned him and I think even helped him to cross the border. I think they know where he is. I do not know. And unfortunately, the case of the who ordered it is postponed till they find the ones who did it. I myself sometimes during the interviews with law enforcement officers ask, why can't they find him? Unfortunately, there is no answer to this question.
That was Viktor Gandziuk, Katya's father, who continues to fight for the truth about what happened to his daughter. Vladislav Mangier, the former head of the Kherson Regional Council, was initially suspected of organizing the murder, but those charges too were lessened to the suspicion of ordering bodily harm. Alongside Mangier, Andriy Gordeev, the former governor of the Kherson Oblast, and Yevgen Ryshuk, Gordeev's deputy, were also suspected of being involved. Mangier represented Yulia Tymoshenko's political party, and Gordeev and Ryshuk were formerly in President Petro Poroshenko's party. The Facebook announcement for the event stated, "We demand justice for our dead girlfriend. We demand justice for her parents and husband. We demand justice for all of those who perished in our country for having the power to speak the truth and to resist the werewolves, the corrupt, the local elites and thieves who are hiding behind ranks and shoulder straps. To all who put their own interests and money above a human life. We turn to the representatives of the new government, Mr. President. We are confident that you are well aware of this tragedy's scale, depth, and terrifying symbolism. We believe that you have the political will to punish the perpetrators of a terrible political murder for the first time in Ukraine's history." One of the protest attendees, Oksana Nadyak, added,
"I think that, I don't know, this is case of honor for new president to solve it and to state its position in protecting civil, in protecting human rights actually, and protecting law in Ukraine. And I guess that it's very important for civil society in Ukraine to continue to play this important role it's been playing since actually Euromaidan started. This brutal case, this is about, will this continue or not? Because this is definitely about intimidation, not only Katya, this terrible case, but it's about intimidating of the whole civil society.
President Vladimir Zelensky tweeted 3 hours after the event started, tweeting, "A year without Katerina Gandzyuk. All perpetrators will be found and punished. I promise." Victor, Катя's father, met with President Zelensky.
Я хочу сказати, що надії є, тому що ми зустрічалися з президентом.
I want to say that there is hope, because we met with the president, we also heard the declaration of the new prosecutor general. But those hopes are disappearing more and more. And what I think that the new government is repeating the mistakes of the previous one. Everything comes to the statements, promises, but I have not seen so far any changes. The Prosecutor General Office with SBU confirmed that they are actively looking for him together with Interpol. However, from reliable sources, as of 2 weeks ago, no one is looking for him.
Supporters gathered around Viktor Gandzyuk as he spoke and lit candles, crying, at the base of his daughter's makeshift memorial on the steps of the presidential office.
I came out just like this, because I was following Katerina on Facebook, watched her fight and then started following her father. And seeing his posts breaks my heart, and that is it. It is important that this initiative will put pressure in the future, so more and more people will come. And when they do, they will not be tired and disappointed, but will continue to stand their ground.
That was Ivan Manjula, another attendee with whom I spoke at Monday night's event. Gandzyuk's father is very grateful to the people who came out to the commemoration.
It shows that Katya's death was not in vain. She planted the seeds which raised civil society actions, civic disobedience, and civil activity. I want to say there are less attacks on activists. And I'm again and again very grateful to everyone who came today. And I think if Katya were alive, she would be proud of these people.
That's it for this week's episode of Free Ukraine, episode 4. If you've been trying to find us on the Ukrainska Pravda's webpage and were confused, that's okay. There is now an entire dedicated section on the new site for podcasts. Thanks for listening.